child abuse inquiry. It's mired in controversy. They gave it to one woman. She had to be, well, she started not, she no longer wanted to be the chair when Stutton Link came out. Now we've got a new chair being appointed, the Lord Mayor of London. But people now are not happy about Fiona's appointment. Why is it all taking so long? And now we're in Giles Brandreth. He's in the papers today. She said he was abused when he was a kid at school. And he's also bringing out a memoir at the conferences, the Conservative Conference, where he's going to accuse other Tories from Mrs. Thatcher's cabinet, or close to Mrs. Thatcher's cabinet, of being abused in abuse. I just cannot understand why we're not getting on with this inquiry. These people, these survivors, are now grown-ups. They've had to live with people not believing them all these years, and they're still being abused because we're not getting it together. Let's have a chat now with Andy, who is a child survivor of child sexual abuse, who joins us now. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Neil. Join.
Are you as frustrated as me that we can't get the inquiry underway? And where do you stand on the appointment of the Lord Mayor of London as chairman?
I see that as irrelevant because any of the listeners or people who watched or read the newspapers about 3 days ago at Parliament with the Home Affairs Committee, then the very next morning with the Local Government Committee, the people from Rotherham, the Chief Constable, the former Chief Constable, Miss Thacker, who should not be in post, and Sean Wright, they were all made to give testimony on oath, and 3 of them clearly lied. And that was pointed out by the MPs.
You're talking about a man who was the children the crime commissioner for Rotherham before that, in charge of children's services, Joyce Thacker, who indeed was in charge of fostering and adoption in Rotherham. How come they lied, Anthony?
Well, they were made to swear under oath. Now, that's maybe the first time in 20 years that's happened, and it happened over 2 days. But the thing is, they were actually told. Mr. Wright was warned several times he wasn't being truthful and he wasn't being honest. In regards to the text messages, in regards to any emails, in regards to the reason for his explanation. Now, I read his website, and his website talks about how he took ownership of the abuse. But on the parliamentary questions, he said he resigned because of a poor Ofsted report. And he was actually questioned, did you resign because of your website statement? And he said no. So therefore, he's telling lies, and he could...
So you want this man removed?
No, the thing is, they're talking about an emergency law to remove this guy. It's not, they're actually missing the wood for the trees. He's actually committed perjury several times. I mean, the man is at job Jobsworth. He's probably thrives on graft, if you know what that means. And he's not fit for post. He should be removed immediately by charges for perjury.
Okay, all right, then let's move on from there. Do you think that's just symptomatic, then, of the way child abuse is being looked at?
Absolutely, because it showed you with this lady Wolf that because she's not a judge, because she's not a Chief Justice...
Well, no, Lady Fiona Wolf is the lady
who's
now been chairman of the Historic Sex Commission,
hasn't she? She's as equally powerless as any of the MPs who are on that committee of charging these people, because they'll just come out with the same old with her. That's why you need a proper judge with proper powers. It needs to have teeth on.
But you're not worried that if we get a judge, people then will again say they're just part of the establishment.
There's many judges who are very fine, but it's not so much as the establishment per se. It's like it's job for the boys, move along, nothing to see. But actually, because of what you saw very clearly over 2 days in Parliament, these people are not answerable to anything. And the inquiry is about making them answerable. It's about getting justice, and it's about care for survivors. Therefore, we need somebody who has balls, you know, and we need somebody with power. And all that judge has to say, sorry, but you're lying, take them down. This is what needs to be done, and it needs to be seen to be done.
Why do you think that's not happening? Why do you think you're not realistic?
Because
we haven't got that kind of support.
Nobody's taking ownership. You have a Prime Minister who is a complete cretin. Anything he touches goes to dirt. We're not getting anybody taking ownership on this. This is a desperate need for this inquiry. And they also paid to the Hillsborough model. Well, sorry, but Hillsborough hasn't been fixed. Not one family at Hillsborough. one's got justice yet.
Point you're joining it. Obviously, in the last 2 days, Samantha Morton, a very, very fine actress, has made a disclosure about suffering horrendous child abuse over a number of years while in care because of a family breakdown in the Nottingham area, right? Now, she says how she went to the police and she met with the head of the Public Protection Unit, which looks after child abuse in that area. The lady was called Superintendent Helen Chamberlain. And she talks about how she told her exactly what happened and exactly how she feels about it, how she wanted charges pressed. However, this superintendent, the police statement to the press, is entirely at odds with the victim. So I'll say this to now, they treat us with contempt. They treated us with contempt 20-odd years ago and they still do it now. So that means I'm very, very worried for children today. You know, I'm very worried that abuse is still going on and it seems to be the thing is, we get treated as if we don't matter, and we get treated like we don't exist. All they're interested in is in abusing us and then ignoring us. And we need somebody who can deliver justice, but also, see with this inquiry, we need care of survivors now, and we need stringent child protection measures now. And I'm sick of listening to social workers make excuses. The profession is a joke.
Pedophiles will be named.